This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is Glenn Halleck with the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 132 for Thursday, November 3rd. Ice canola futures could not hang on to gains on Thursday in facing too much pressure, but finishes mixed. At the final settlement, the January canola contract rises $2.10 at $896.90 per ton, and the March contract is unchanged at $897.10 per ton. Pressure on canola is coming from declines in the Chicago soy complex, as well as European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil. Lower global crude oil prices weigh on vegetable oils. Following yesterday's interest rate hike by the United States Federal Reserve, there's a sharp uptick in the U.S. dollar. That stronger U.S. greenback is pushing the Canadian dollar lower. The loonie falls to 72.79 U.S. cents, compared to Wednesday's close of 73.37. The Canadian Grain Commission reports canola exports for September exceed 201,000 tons. Mexico is the main importer, having acquired more than 122,000 tons that month, followed by China at over 65,000 tons. The year-to-date canola exports are nearly 337,000 tons. As crush margins remain very high, there are still concerns about the demand for canola becoming too strong with not enough available supplies. The U.S. Department of Agriculture released its export sales report, and for the week ending October 27th, wheat exports are about 348,000 tons and within trade expectations. Corn exports tally more than 372,000 tons and are to the low end of market projections. Soybean export sales are over 830,000 tons and within market guesses. But those for soy meal come in below expectations at approximately 122,000 tons. Also, soy oil incurs a net reduction of 2,400 tons, which is below market projections. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are weaker on Thursday. The January contract dropped 17 cents at $14.37 per bushel. December soy oil is down more than 3/10 of a cent at 75.29 U.S. cents per pound. December soy meal loses $10.20 at $4.14.30 per short ton. Corn futures are lower on Thursday as the December contract is down 8 cents at $6.79 per bushel. Chicago oats are lower as well, with its December contract losing 6.5 cents at $3.84.5. The U.S. wheat complex is mixed, with Chicago December giving up 5.5 cents at $8.40.5. Kansas City December adds a penny at $9.41. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis December loses 6 cents at 943.5. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Thursday, November 3rd. At Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.